My Life Today, April 13, Wisdom Giveth Life, Growing in Wisdom and Knowledge. The excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Pointing out the way of salvation, the Bible is our guide to a higher, better life. In turning from God's Word to feed on the writings of uninspired men, the mind becomes dwarfed and cheapened. It is not brought in contact with deep, broad principles of eternal truth. The work of every teacher, every parent, should be to fasten the minds of the children and youth upon the grand truths of the Word of inspiration. This is the education essential for this life and for the life to come. And let it not be thought that this will prevent the study of the sciences or cause a lower standard in education. The knowledge of God is as high as heaven and as broad as the universe. There is nothing so ennobling and invigorating as the study of the great themes which concern our eternal life. Let the youth seek to grasp these God-given truths, and their minds will expand and grow strong in the effort. It will bring every student who is a doer of the Word into a broader field of thought and secure for him a wealth of knowledge that is imperishable. In God's Word only we find an authentic account of creation. In this Word only can we find a history of our race unsullied by human prejudice or human pride. Here we may hold communion with patriarchs and prophets and listen to the voice of the Eternal as He speaks with men. Here we behold the majesty of heaven as He humbled Himself to become our substitute and surety, to cope single-handed with the powers of darkness and to gain the victory in our behalf. A reverent contemplation of such themes as these cannot fail to soften, purify, and ennoble the heart, and at the same time to inspire the mind with new strength and vigor.